Blog Talk Radio.
Today, welcome to Victory Against All Odds. Hallelujah. It is Super Sunday. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We praise God for you on this Super Sunday. Today is, in fact, August the 4th, 2013. I am your host, Evangelist Benton, Dunny Stinton, coming to you live out of Raleigh, North Carolina. We thank God for each and every one of you. We praise God for what He is doing in this season. We thank God for 2013, a year of divine change. Hallelujah. For those who are aligned with Christ and those who are connected to the vine. We praise God for today. For today is the fourth day of the month. Four representing rule and dominion. It represents earth or the physical. It represents God's creation, creation of creative works. It also represents material or earthly completion or completeness. It represents earthly dominion. And we know that we have dominion over the earth because the word of the Lord says so. And again, I am your host. Thank you for joining me wherever you are across the 50 states and four international states out of Africa and Russia. And so we thank God for you, you, and you. God bless you. Okay, so again, we said that four represents rule and dominion. And we also know that this is the month of August. August represents new beginnings. And we praise God for new beginnings. We praise Him for what He is about to do. Some are about to have given birth. And now that you've given birth, there's a new beginning in your life. There's a new walk. It's going to be different than in the past. You've spent the last couple of months in waiting, just as any pregnant woman has to wait on the birth of that which has been seated down on the inside. Hallelujah. So we thank God for beginning to walk out that which God has promised us in this season, in this year of divine change. Hallelujah. In my openings, I read Genesis 1 and 2. Genesis 1 and 2 again says, "Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." Now, I also said that this is the year of new beginnings. But before there was a new beginning, darkness was over the deep, was over the earth. And just as in the beginning there was darkness and it was formless and it was empty, so were some of us. Some of us were in a dark place. We know that a dark place represents a place of silence and without form. It is a place, a black place, without light. And that dark place is a place of hopelessness and despair. It can be a place of feeling vulnerable, scared, scarred, beaten, and broken. It is a place of much pain, shame, feeling alone and afraid. I should know because I was there. My dark place was in that room, sitting in a chair, no light and silent. It was a place of being broken, beaten, and scarred. And so were such of some of you. In that dark place, there were obstacles and hurdles that you got to triumph over so that you can become an Olympic champion. Hallelujah. In that dark place, some of you were being conditioned for the race that awaits you. And in that dark place, some of you, you are still there. But we know that if we go back to the scripture, Genesis 1, verse 3 and 4 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness." Hallelujah. Now, number 4 also represents division. And if we're going to separate light from darkness, that means there has to be a dividing that takes place. So this lines up with the word of God and the representation of what number 4 represents. It also represents the four corners of the earth. It also represents square. So back to the scripture, we said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Because God spoke that thing into the atmosphere. He has given us dominion and power over the earth. And then God said he saw the light was good. And so suddenly there was a light that appeared in your life. and no longer were you in total darkness. But there was a light. Hallelujah. And now that there is light, you can see your way. You can see the road ahead of you. And there is now hope. No longer is it cold, but there is a sense of warmth because the sun, which gives light, brings forth also warmth. So no longer is it cold and lonely, but there is a sense of presence there. And there is some warmth. And now we can move about a little bit because we can see our way. Praise God. I just come this morning. I just wanted to give you a word of encouragement in your new beginning. So let's slow down just a little bit and let's break this up. So we're going to be talking about two things. We're going to be talking about what number four represents. And we're also going to be talking about your new beginning. And I want you to listen attentively. If you've got pen and paper, I want you to write some things down, some scriptures and things of that nature, because we're going to kind of roll along, and then you can go back later and read and then ask God for the revelation concerning you, because no one can give you that but God. Hallelujah. We just come as servants to bring clarity to that which may be a little cloudy. Hallelujah. Okay, so we're going to be able to tie this scripture in Genesis to the number four. Hallelujah. And we're going to start, of course, in the beginning. So we said in Genesis that in the beginning God created, and therefore if he created, then there means there is a beginning. There's a birthing. Something has come forth. Okay. Now, so the fourth day represents material creation as well. And if we look at the scriptures in Genesis, we see that on the fourth day, all the materialistic creations were completed. So what are you saying? I'm talking about the created work that God did, the material on the fourth day, which was the sun, the moon, the stars. All of these were ordained for four things: the seasons, the signs, the days, and the years. Okay, if we go to verse 17, and just roll with me because I'm just flowing here. Well, let's back up to verse 16 of the first chapter in Genesis. Well, let's go to verse 15. It says, And let them be the light in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. Because remember, in the beginning, the earth was dark. It was formless and it was empty. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Hallelujah. So we see an evidence of the material creation on the fourth day. Now, there's so much evidence of the number four represented throughout the Bible, as well as new beginnings. And so if you'll just allow me to walk this out, because I just don't know where we're going to end up, then just flow with me for just a moment. Now, we talked about the fourth day that there was material creation finished. For the fifth and the sixth day was only the furnishing of the people on the earth, because he had already done the material work in setting up the foundation of the earth, because it was what? Formless, and it was empty, and it was dark. So now that we have light, we can, and we have set up the material things, now God can furnish the earth. And that's what God does in our life. We come in that heart place, and we come to understand that our life is empty and it's formless. Now, I'm saying this because I want you to apply this word to your life. But once we see light, the break of day, and once we see our way and the material things have been laid, the foundation has been laid, we then can begin to furnish what it is that we're supposed to do, what we've been called to do. Hallelujah. And once we're able to do that, then we can walk out that which God has called us to do. Now, the other thing about number four, as it relates to scriptures, we know that four is the number of great elements in the earth. We talked about there's earth, there's air, there's fire, and there's water. So, like I said, four is very powerful because it represents rule and dominion as well as division. Hallelujah. Now, not only does the four represent the greater elements, it also represents the four regions that we have on the earth. What are they? North, south, east, and west. We already talked about the divisions of the day, the morning, the noon, the evening, and the midnight. That was the four divisions in the Word of God that we see manifested today. And, of course, we know that we have four seasons: summer, spring, fall, and winter. Hallelujah. So four is very, very powerful in that it represents rule and dominion. It represents earth or the physical, and it represents creation. And again, in our creation, we see new beginnings. So, let's talk about new beginnings in our life. And let's tie new beginnings to the scriptures, because we don't want to come off with our own thinking. Hallelujah. Praise God for how me, Niagara Falls, in the chat room. God bless you, man and woman of God. I'm so glad to be connected to you. So again, in the scriptures, we see new beginnings. And if we go to some of the scriptures that parallel and give evidence to this, we can just kind of call out some of those scriptures. For example, if we go to Psalms 102 and 25, it says, "Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands." Praise God. Let me read it again. It says, "Of old you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands." Talking about Christ, talking about in the beginning. We just made evidence of that. Of the foundation of the earth, when God created light, and from there, he laid the foundation, and from there, he furnished it. Hallelujah. Now, we're talking about new beginnings, and we're talking about the number four. If we go to John 1, 1 through 14, and I'm just not going to read the whole thing, but I'm giving you reference for you to write it down, but it says, "In the beginning was the Word." In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was nothing made that was made. So in him was life. He brought forth, hallelujah, he birthed life. He birthed what we see today. He birthed life and he gave light to men. Hallelujah. The light shined in the darkness and the darkness was not overcome it. Hallelujah. That's just another way of saying it. So again, we're talking about four being rule and dominion on the earth, and we're talking about new beginnings. Hallelujah. Today is August the 4th, 2013. This is the year of divine change. Now, we know that 13 represents the spirit of rejection, the spirit of rebellion, and the spirit of backwardness. This is manifested here on the earth. You see it everywhere you look. You look at your government, just a prime example. Everything is trying to go backwards. They're trying to go backwards with the voting rights. They're trying to go backwards with the school and the vision or the vision of the schools and how they're going to divide the lines and where children are to be sent. And they've been fighting over this for a moment. Now, I've been talking about divine change and the spirit of rejection since the turn of the year. So it is now manifesting. We see this when we turn on the news. Now, the spirit of backsliding and rejection and going backwards are evident in those who are not connected to the vine. So for those of us who are in Christ, we are walking under the umbrella of divine change. Hallelujah. So August represents new beginnings, because now that we are just like that woman who was seated, she had a waiting period, and now comes the harvest. So it's seed, time, and harvest. The seed has been planted. We've had to wait while we go through gestation. Here we are in the month of August, new beginnings. We have given birth to it, and now it's time to walk it out. Because we have been waited, because we are aligned with Christ, we are now seeing the manifestation of that which God has promised us, because we know that God is a God of he's a promise keeper, and he does not allow his word to fall to the ground. Hallelujah. So, again, John 1:1-14, in the beginning was the word. Hallelujah. Now, some of the other scriptures that gives evidence to your new beginning, let's go to, let's go to Deuteronomy 28, and you can mark this down. It's 1-68. I'm certainly not reading the whole thing, but I just want to give you scriptural evidence and for you to apply this to your life. Now, in your new beginning, in Deuteronomy 28, God gave us a promise. He says, if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord, remember we did a powerful message on hearing God's voice, this is what is available to you. Hallelujah. It says, if you are faithful, if you obey the voice of God, being careful to do all his commandments that he commanded you today. And what I love about the scripture, it says today. That means it applies to the present. And the present can be whatever the present is or happens to be, which is today. Today being the fourth day of August. The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, your new beginning, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be, hallelujah, in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall you be your basket and your kneading bowl. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stop it right there, because that right there covers a whole lot. He is saying, if you be willing and obedient to that which God called you to do in your due season, hallelujah, your new beginning, hallelujah, shall be blessed, and those blessings will overtake you if you obey the voice of God. Hallelujah, which is your divine change, which is opposite of the spirit of rejection and the spirit of rebellion. So if you are connected to the Lord, how in the world can you not be obedient to that which God called us to do? If you are truly rooted and planted in God, then, and we say that we are created in the image of Him, and if He's abiding in you and you are abiding in Christ, then it is evident. It should be evident. It should be fruitful in your life that you are being blessed in your city and blessed in your field. That which you have planted, your harvest should manifest. Blessed shall you shall the be the fruit of your wounds, your seed, your children, and your children's children, and the children till generations to come. Blessed will be the fruit of your cattle. The fruits of your cattle will be their seedlings, their offsprings, the increase of your herd and your flock. So that everything that is that you have in your possession shall be blessed, shall be multiplied, and shall overtake you because you are being obedient to that which God commanded that you do right now. So therefore, you shall be walking in your new beginning. And if you're walking in your new beginning, then you should be able to have the authority to speak to your atmosphere and pull down strongholds and speak life to your dark situation. Praise God. So that means that when we don't see evidence of this, that means either you don't know who you are or you don't know the power that lies on the inside of you. So I come to shake you this morning and command you and decree and declare that you walk in your calling fully. We have the power, resurrection power, to speak to those things that are dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so when we are aligned with Christ, praise God. When we are truly aligned with Christ, we have power and dominion to rule over the earth, number four. And when we do that, we are able to pull down strongholds, decree and declare a thing, and then we're able to walk in our new beginning because the scripture said so. If you obey, these are the things that I promise you. You shall be blessed in your cities, in your fields, in the fruits of your womb. You shall be blessed in all areas of your life. In other words, prosperity in all areas of your life. Don't be so narrow-minded. When we say prosperity, we're only talking about money. Because money is a means to an end. It takes money to increase and to do for the ministry and, you know, whatever it is that we our hands find to do. Sometimes it takes money, but don't let money rule you. You rule money. Don't let money rule you. Don't be so consumed in your money, but the rest of your life is so tore up and raggedy. Because money doesn't buy love. It can't buy anything that is required in terms of the fruits of the spirit. So if you've got money but you have no love, if you've got money and you have no patience, if you've got money and you can't be kind, if you have money but you have no long suffering, what is it going to prosper you other than lust of the flesh? And you still lose your soul. So God is a God of order. In the beginning, He created light first because He needed to be able to see that which He was going to do. He is a God of order, and he commands us to have order in our life. Yes, amen, man of God, amen. We need to have order. Never have I seen so much disorder in the lives of the people who call themselves connected to the vine. You're moving around, and you're doing ministry, but your household is tore up from the floor up. How can you witness to your children if you've put ministry before your children? Because family comes before ministry. God comes first. Don't get that twisted. God is first in our life, then family. But if you neglect your family for ministry, you're going to be taking a lonely walk. So make sure that all that we do it in order. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Okay. We're talking about new beginnings. New beginnings. Okay, so we've already spoken a lot, but let's go back to the very thing that starts the whole thing. Let's go to Acts 3 and 19. 3 and 19 says, "Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out." Hallelujah. Let me read that again. Acts 3 and 19, write it down. "Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out." If we don't repent, our blessings are held up. We have to repent so that the heavens are open to us, so that the blessings that are due us are able to flow and come down to us, so we can reach up and pull down that which God has promised us. But if we repent, then we don't have access, because you're going against that which God commanded us to do. Repent, therefore. He's giving you a commandment. He's telling you to repent and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out. When we do repent, this is what the scripture is saying, when we repent, our sins are blotted out, and then we have access to our new beginning. We have access to be able to decree and declare again. In other words, we can go to the Lord in prayer and ask what we will, and he heareth us. But when we don't repent, then we've closed that channel off. It's blotted out, because we don't have access to the ear of God unless we repent. So repent so that you have full access to the heaven, to the throne room. Hallelujah. Okay. How else do we have access, and how else are we to walk in our new beginning? Go to Luke 7 and 47. Luke 7 and 47, and it reads, "Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little, loves little." Praise God. Luke 7 and 47, "Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven." Doesn't matter what you've done, man and woman of God. It can be 17 pages long. If we repent, therefore, and turn again, your sins are blotted out. "Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven." God will forgive us of our sins. "And therefore, we're able to walk in the fruits of the Spirit, for she loveth much. But he who is forgiven little, loves little." So let me see if I can put it to you this way, because we, in all things, we want understanding. A lot of times we hold up our blessings because we do not know how to forgive. That is number one. Yes, they've hurt you. Remember, we talked about that dark place. Remember, I said in that dark place, you were broken, you were scarred, you were beaten, you were talked about, you were lied on. In that dark place, it was silent, it was lonely. in that dark place, you were raped, you were molested in that dark place. You were trampled on in that dark place. But no matter what someone has done, you have to forgive them. Because God forgave us. He paid a debt that he didn't even owe for you. He paid a debt that he did not owe. We had a debt we could not pay. So how is it that you can't forgive someone when God forgave you? And he did nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. He forgave us. He died on the cross for us. So the least you can do, if you say you are a representative of Christ, that you don't know how to forgive, because all that he has given unto us, when God created us, he gave us everything we needed. And forgiveness is one of them, because that is a characteristic of Christ. When we fall, we can get up because God forgives us. So when we forgive much, we are able to love much. But he who is forgiven little loves little. So when we hold on to unforgiveness, we can't love like we ought to. Because God has a great big heart. He don't take foolishness. Don't get it twisted. Don't willfully sin. Because God sees and knows our heart. We may fool man, but we cannot fool God. Hallelujah. So learn to forgive those that trespass and speak evil of us. Because when we do, we have access to the throne room and that which is promised to us. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whosoever fear has not been perfected in their love. There's that love word again. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whosoever fear has not been perfected in love. When we are fear, we are held captive. Hallelujah. When we are in fear, we are held captive in our own. It is like punishment. We are held captive. We're chained and we're bound. We have to trust God so that we can be loosed from the things that have us bound. Though we can't see him, we must trust him. Trust the word of God. Prove him. And when we do that, we're able to walk in the freedom and the love that God has promised and given unto us. Let's move on. I like this one. This one, Isaiah 43:19. Hallelujah. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. He has already told you he is doing a new thing. Behold, pay attention. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. You see the manifestation of the new thing. Do you not understand? Can you not comprehend? I am doing a new thing. What lens are you looking? Renew your mind so you can perceive this thing. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will make a way in the wilderness. I will make a way in the wilderness. Because God is a God who can do all things against all odds. You shall have victory against all odds in the wilderness. God can still make a way. Rivers in the desert. Now, we know that the desert is a dry place, but he will send water, the rivers of water, in your dry place. In your dry place, in your dark place, God will release the rivers of water to spring up, because we know that river represents water, water represents life. He will bring life to your dark place, your dry place. Catch hold to what I am saying. In your new beginning, God will bring life to your dry place, your new beginning. Praise God. You know why? You know why? Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans are for welfare and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. He has plans for you, plans of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God wants you to be victorious. He already promised it to you. Again, you must be in your rightful place. You must be connected to the vine. You must be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We bind the spirit of distraction and the spirit of fear, and we loose forth the fruits of the spirit. We bind the spirit of witchcraft, and we release the fire of God to burn up everything, every plan, every plot of the enemy. Every contract is canceled now in the name of Jesus, so that you can walk in your expected end. But you've got to put forth fruit, effort. You've got to put forth seed. You've got to plant good seeds so that you can reap your harvest that was due you. Second Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Again, your new beginning. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Walk in your promise. Men and women of God, walk in your promise. Walk in your promise. Walk in your promise. The new has come. This is the season. This is your due season for divine change. I've been saying this since the turn of the year. Let me give you testimony. And I've got 1 minute, and we're going to close. Those that are in the studio, when we go into recording, you'll still be able to hear. If you're in the chat room and you want to hear the closing of the style, 818-572-2919. Again, that's 818-572-2919. My new beginning. My new beginning. I went on a spiritual journey from faith. Out of faith, I went to Georgia looking for family. And after I got there, I was able to, with just a piece of paper, find family. And since I was obedient to that which God has told me, since I've been back to North Carolina, the heavens have opened. I just signed a contract for my book release. God is doing a new thing, and the new has come. Praise God for Jesus. Praise God for walking in obedience. Praise God for the expected end. And that is the same for you, men and women of God. You can have an expected end. You can walk in purpose and you can walk in your destiny if you align yourself with the Word of God. God bless you, man of God, woman of God in the chat room. I thank you so much for coming and enjoying the broadcast. God bless you. And I will be over there to hear your show in just a moment. Praise God. I'm going to come right on over there. I'll be joining you shortly as I begin to close out. Thank you so much. And so for those of you that are still in the studio, I just want you to know that when we align ourselves, when we know how to forgive, when we forgive fully, when we walk in the fruits of the Spirit, when we align ourselves with the Word of God, then we know that, as the Scripture says in Deuteronomy 28:1, all these blessings shall come and overtake you. Hallelujah. And so in our new beginning, God will bless us beyond what we can ask and what we can think. And everything that our hands touch and will be multiplied. And it says the increase of your herd and your young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowls. Everything that God promised us will come forth, and we will walk in our new beginning, and we'll have the power, the resurrection power, to call forth all the things that are dead in our life and those that are attached to us. So if you are attached to me, when I go up, you go up. When I'm blessed, you're blessed. When I'm sad, you're sad, because you're connected to me. And so we praise God for all that he is doing. And all God requires of us is to obey the voice of God. Worship him. Because we were created to worship. And because we worship him and we give God honor and we give him glory, then we know that we are walking in the voice of God, because the manifestation of that is our obedience. When we do the things of God, the manifestation is our obedience, and therefore when we are obedient to God, he is able to reign on us. And so we praise God this morning for number four, being representing rule and dominion in our lives. We thank God that no longer will we be in that dark place, because the light has come and God said it was good. And when we have light, we're able to see our way, and we're able to walk in that which God has promised us, because we have light. We know that the light guides us into all truth. And so when we have an ear to hear, then we know that we will trust God, and he will lead us to a path that is plentiful, bountiful, and blessed. God bless each and every one of you. If you desire to be in touch with me, you may write me at Victory Against All Odds, P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina 27611. Again, that is P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina 27611. Or you may call my confidential voicemail and leave a detailed message. You may talk up to an hour if you have a concern, a prayer request, or you have questions, or you don't understand. Then you may leave a detailed one-hour message in the confidential voicemail. The number is 461-517-3900. Again, that's 641-715-3900. And the extension or the access code is 343-658-pound. Again, the extension is 343-658-pound. You may go to my website, www.v as in Victor, a as in apple, o as in octopus, .weebly, weebly.com. Again, that's www.vaao.weebly.com. Click on you can click on either sponsor partnership if you want to leave a donation, or if you have a question or concern, you may also leave your comment on that page. It comes to my confidential my confidential email address, which is odds, O-D-D-S, underscore, against, A-G-A-I-N-S-T, underscore, U, at yahoo.com. Again, that's www.odds, I'm sorry, my email address is odds, underscore, against, underscore, the letter U, at yahoo.com. And you may leave your comment. Either go to the website or you may email me directly. And in the subject line, put victory against all odds. You can put V-A-A-O so that it does not go into spam. So in the subject line, put V-A-A-O, or you can put Blog Talk Radio if you like. And leave your comment, question, prayer request of the sort. God bless each and every one of you. I am your host, Evangelist Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N. Thank you for joining me on today. Thank you that you have joined me, as well as just stayed, listened to the Word of God. I pray that each and every one of you have a super Sunday. We thank God for all that He is doing in our life. We pray that the heavens be open, and that the blessings overtake you. We thank you that you'll be walking in your new beginning. We thank you that you understand that you have the power and the authority to speak to your atmosphere, your situation, your circumstance. No longer shall you be bound. No longer shall you be subject to that which the enemy would vomit up on you. No longer are you stuck in your dark place, but there is light. And with light, there is freedom. Praise God. Thank you for each and every one of you. God bless you. Until next time, have victory against all odds in all that you do. God bless you. And we're going to close out again with this song.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is sovereign. He is. He is sovereign. He is. Thank you, God, for being sovereign. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me sing. Got everything in control. Every situation, yes, he does. Every problem. Oh Lord, we praise you. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Oh Lord, you know where our feet go. You know where we're headed. You know our destiny. You know our purpose. Thank you for being sovereign over everything here. Thank you for being Lord of our lives. Oh Lord, we praise you. There's nobody like you, Jesus. You're in full control. You're in full control. And we know that you're sovereign. We can look to the hills, 'cause that's where our hope comes from. We can look.
God bless you. Have a good day.